Module 9, Making Your Offer. After a thorough background check, it is time to make an offer. The offer needs to be balanced. An offer establishes how much the company values the individual while not breaking the bank. Make a fair offer, but be ready to negotiate. Many people expect to negotiate their offers, so it is safe not to begin with your top offer. Outlining the offer. When you make an offer, it is important to outline everything. You can communicate your offer in person or over the phone, but you should also create an offer letter that outlines everything in writing. What to include? Base salary, additional income such as bonuses or commissions, health benefits, vacation time, stocks or 401k, non-compete, paid expenses. Negotiation techniques. Potential employees may take your first offer, particularly in a weak economy. However, many people expect to negotiate their offer. Do not be insulted and be prepared for a negotiation. Negotiation. Know your maximum salary you can offer. Listen to the concerns of the candidate. Offer the candidate education, vacation, or paid expenses to compensate for salary. Offer the possibility of a raise after a probation period. Point out the availability of bonuses or commissions. Let the candidate go if he or she has an offer that you cannot exceed. Dealing with difficult issues. Negotiations do not always go smoothly. Sometimes difficult issues will create a deadlock between the parties. It is natural to become defensive when this happens, but difficult negotiations require careful communication. There are a few basic concepts to remember when handling difficult issues, whether they are vacation time, retirement funds, or a work-life balance. Practice active listening. Make sure that you understand the individual is trying to communicate. Do not argue. Avoid confrontations and critical phrases. Find a solution. Do not simply try to be right. Take breaks. Stop the negotiation if you are feeling emotional. Sealing the deal. Once a verbal offer has been accepted, you need to put everything in writing. Make a final offer letter and send two copies to the candidate. One is for the individual to keep, and the other is to be returned and sent back to the company. The next step is to have the candidates fill out all of the necessary new hire paperwork and provide the necessary identification. Case study. A hiring manager was negotiating with a candidate who wanted a better severance package to compensate for a lower than expected salary. The candidate was highly qualified, and the manager wanted to keep the candidate. The manager was willing to give the candidate other concessions without talking to anyone else about it. He agreed to a severance package of 6 months' salary and benefits after a year. This amount grew with each year. In the end, the company downsized and had to pay the employee over $100,000 in severance.